Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America continues to wait and wonder why some states can't get their elections in order, Nevada and Arizona continue to struggle with a process that Florida got done in one day. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News expresses his dissatisfaction on Friday.
Well, it's mystifying. The people of Arizona and Nevada deserve a lot better than the electoral system the politicians in those states have delivered to them. In fact, our nation deserves better when you have the fate of power in Congress hanging in the balance.
A large section of the destroyed space shuttle Challenger has been found buried in the sand at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, more than three decades after the failed launch killed a schoolteacher and six others. It's one of the biggest pieces of Challenger found in decades since the accident, and since two fragments from the left wing washed ashore in 1996. Alex Jones and his company were ordered Thursday to pay an additional $473 million in punitive damages to families of the victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting. Thursday's order, imposed by Connecticut Judge Barbara Bellis, is in addition to the nearly $1 billion jurors demanded from him last month. A man convicted of strangling his mother and burying her body in the yard nearly 20 years ago was executed in Huntsville, Texas, Wednesday. 61-year-old Tracy Beatty uttered, "See you on the other side," before he received a lethal injection. FTX Cryptocurrencies Exchange filed for bankruptcy and announced the resignation of its CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, on Friday. The billionaire, seen as one of the cryptocurrency sector's most prominent figures, filed Chapter 11 in a Delaware federal court. For more information, be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tropical Depression Nicole was dumping heavy rains across the Florida Peninsula and the southwestern United States overnight after weakening Thursday. Friday, the threat of heavy rains, powerful winds, flooding, possible tornadoes remained as the large storm has now entered southwestern Georgia. Twitter is facing a financial nightmare. Owner Elon Musk said bankruptcy is a possibility for the company. Mr. Musk's bankruptcy comment came in a meeting with Twitter staff on Thursday in which he warned of dire economic challenges facing the company. In 1926, Congress called for an annual observance of the anniversary, and by 1938, it was an official federal holiday. Today is Veterans Day, as we celebrate all those that have served and are serving in today's armed services. Thank you for your service. As North Korea continues their aggressive actions and rhetoric, meetings will take place to have a united response. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
President Biden is set to meet with leaders of Japan and South Korea to discuss the recent increase in missile tests from North Korea. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States wants to be transparent about their concern that North Korea will launch a seventh nuclear test.
We are also concerned about further potential long-range missile tests in addition to the possibility of a nuclear test. And so we'll be watching carefully for both of those.
He says they will also discuss the increased cyber threats posed by North Korea.
USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And he is back, the New York Times bestselling author, Martin Dugard, and his new book, Taking Berlin, The Bloody Race to Defeat the Third Reich, just in time for this year's annual commemoration of Veterans Day, Martin. Well, I'll tell you, this book is perfectly timed. You're a genius.
I'd like to take credit, but it's not me.
Well, we love timing. It's amazing sometimes how things happen, even in spite of ourselves, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, anything that you know takes us back to World War II and helps us understand what's going on, especially in a society that wants to de-emphasize American exceptionalism and heroism, Taking Berlin is another part of the historic historic record that you have been dedicated to presenting to us. So explain to our audience, Taking Berlin, where are we right now and what's about to happen?
Well, you know, this is a series. So the first book in the series is Taking Paris, and mm-hmm. we ended that with the liberation of Paris in August 1944. And I just really felt like I needed to tell the rest of the story. So mm-hmm. I had intended to start, you just pick it up right there. You know, they liberate Paris and boom, we move on to Berlin. But I realized to kind of give the story more context, I need to spend some time on that whole summer of 1944. So we open with D-Day, and we introduce the four main characters. You know, it's Patton, Churchill, General James Gavin, the paratroop general, and then Martha mm-hmm. Milhorn, the third wife of Ernest Hemingway, who's also a fantastic journalist in her own right. So then we follow the advance to Paris through their eyes.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we have Joseph Stalin involved too, right?
He's there. I have to admit that I talked with the Soviets and I talked about Operation Bagration, which was their version of D-Day, which was massive. I mean, it was like four or five times the size and scope of D-Day. Mm-hmm. It was just such a punishing blow against the Germans. But Stalin is he's a little bit like a stalking horse in this thing. I wanted to keep the narrative focused. So he's a secondary villain to Hitler, and he'll make appearances here and there, kind of foreshadowing, if you're saying what's going on in the world right now, because the things that Stalin did during the course over the months that took place, that this book took place, would influence the formation of the Soviet Union, they're taking all these other nations that they captured in World War II and not giving them back and forming the Soviet bloc. And now, again, all the stuff with Putin kind of retake the Ukraine, mm-hmm. right out of Stalin's playbook. So it's everything that happens in my book in 1944, mm-hmm. 1945 is still living out right now.
Exactly. Do you kind of sense that you're hearing General Patton screaming from his grave, "I told you so"?
You know what? All the time. It's every time. I mean, I love to write about Patton. I've written about him two or three different books, and he's such a great character. But the one thing that he's remembered for so many things, so many bold actions during the war, you know, battles and just moments of audacity. But the one thing I think he should be remembered for is warning the world that that we needed to advance further. We needed to go as far east as possible, you know, liberate those nations that the Soviets didn't want to give freedom to, and and really set up a different post-World War II world.
Exactly. Well, he could see it quite clearly. There was no doubt the genius of Patton, but unfortunately, Eisenhower wanted to make sure that his wings were clipped and appreciated his energy. But no, there was going to be a beginning to an end because Eisenhower didn't want this thing to, you know, to be endless, right?
Well, I think too, Eisenhower was more political than we give him credit for. He's relentlessly political, actually, and. You know, I think he was taking his directions from the White House. Roosevelt, for some reason, had much more trust for Stalin than he should have, mm-hmm. even though Churchill was warning him against it. And you know, for the good of his career, I mean, in Eisenhower's defense, he saved about 100,000 American lives by not pushing all the way into Berlin. But we could have taken that southern route that Patton was doing and accomplished the same thing in a much more expeditious manner.
Well, Patton to me has always been kind of the ideal, and just, you know, being a somewhat of a casual student of the military, not to the degree that you are, Martin, but still, I look at it in terms of, you know, the heart of a general that is serious about being about the military business. And that is when you bring the military on the battlefield, you got to just let them do their work, get out of the way. And as they do, then. You know, you'll bring people back to where they belong, and that's at the negotiation table. And unfortunately, I think we've lost some of that translation and some of that gravitas that, you know, Patton brought to the military.
Well, you bring up a good point. This period that I'm writing about here, June 1944 to May 1945, was definitely focused on capturing Berlin and, you know, bringing down Hitler, stopping the war in Europe so we could go over to Asia and finish the war in Japan. But at the same time, there was a very political play going on that hindered the true general like Patton, because all of a sudden, you know, the British had been in the war earlier, and they kind of felt like, and they had been ravaged, and they were impoverished. They wanted Montgomery to be the first one into Berlin, just because they felt like it was owed to them, and I understand that, because they had endured. The Soviets felt like they should be the first ones to enter Berlin because they had also suffered mightily. You know, the Russians, I mean, the Germans almost took Moscow. So, mm-hmm. So it was one of those things. And so you have a guy like Patton. When you think about it, I'm not going to say he's the last true general, but this is one of the last wars that you have a true objective where basically you're saying it's like old school, almost biblical type warfare where you go in, you take the enemy's fortress, you basically, by conquering that fortress, you have won the war, and that's the end of it. And that's what Patton was hoping to achieve. And, and politics got involved because of all these different things. And so then it began like, okay, we kind of want to be the first to Berlin, but let's let the Russians have it. We're going to pull back. You know, and it just got very political. And I don't want to say Patton died at the right time, because he did die just before the end of the war, or just after the end of the war, but, you know, he was a guy that was not happy without a conflict. And I can kind of see Patton, if he had the chance, trying to find a way to reengage militarily in a way that would really confront the Russians.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and the thing is that you find out so much after the fact. As you say, you know, our president was yielded to Stalin. And it seemed like he was ignoring, you know, some signs here of what kind of ravaging he was doing. Because just even amongst his own people, I mean, the carnage that were at the hands of Joseph Stalin is immeasurable almost.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is, in Roosevelt is such a political animal, and the way he got played by Stalin is great. And I think it's interesting that when Truman comes in, he's supposed to be this neophyte, and Truman figures it out right away. Truman wants no part of Stalin. He knows he's a bad guy, and that's a little twist. I don't spend any time at all on Truman. Well, a little bit at the very end of Truman, but that little political interchange is really interesting. And the fact that Truman had just enough times, I think, was the saving grace, because the Soviets, I think, would have been even more.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Got to go to quick break. Yeah. We've got more from Martin Dugard talking about his new book right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We're back with the American 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, Martin Dugard, the best-selling author of Taking Paris. This is part two of the series. It's Taking Berlin, the bloody race to defeat the Third Reich. Okay, so earlier we were talking about just laying out where we are here. We've already taken Paris. Now we're moving on to Berlin. But this isn't a cakewalk. I mean, we've got a battle. We got battle royals yet right in front of us, right?
Yeah, everybody thought it was going to be a cakewalk too, because we were already, by September 1944, the U.S. was focused on transitioning how to get men over to Japan to fight in the Pacific. So we thought the war was all but over. We thought Germany was on our heels. But once we pushed Germany out of France and we got them back behind the German border, they fought to defend their homeland, and it became very, very complicated, very, very... remember, you know, the U.S. Army is great, but German Army at that time was one of the best fighting forces in the world, and they still had plenty of men and plenty of material, you know, in the winter of 1944 to do a lot of damage, you know. Mm-hmm. And when people think about the Battle of the Bulge, it's kind of this really, you know, we think of this German counteroffensive, and they're trying to do. What people don't know is Hitler was trying to drive a wedge between Patton's group in the south and Montgomery's group in the north and get all the way to the sea and basically have this big Nazi corridor in there, and then he was going to sue for peace. So that was finally, you know, Hitler was doing something offensive to take it back. And the fact that he was able to accomplish that and might have gotten away with it shows right. the fact that they were not on their heels like we had thought.
Exactly. Well, there's one thing, you know, when you're fighting... you know, outside of your homeland, but when you're protecting your own homeland, I mean, it's all or nothing. I mean, the fierceness, and this is what you present in your book, Taking Berlin, is, I mean, the kind of activity, the kind of, you know, military action that took place was nothing short of just 100% fierceness, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know what, it's weird, because like when I went over there to research and I went through a lot of these battlefields, and you realize how vast the fighting must have been, because you have these wide open spaces. You have a lot of that part of the world, is that northern France and that corridor into Germany, is it's rugged, but at the same time it's a great place to wage war, because there's a lot of open spaces there. And to imagine the scale of the armies, the scale of, I always think about artillery and the fact that you can lob a shell so many miles with precision. It's just amazing what happened right there. The heroism. You know, the one battle people don't think about is the Hurricane Forest.
One of
the longest battles of the war. It was just miserable. It was muddy. It was one of the few times Americans turned and ran. It was just miserable, just horrible.
Yeah, and you know, the weather elements, this is what people... I mean, unless you've been in war, and you know, we're talking, certainly, this is what made this the greatest generation, was so many of this generation participated in the war. Today, we got less than 1% are in the military, and even of that 1%, how many actually realize a combat situation? And combat situation, just like you said, there, you know, where the elements, where you had, you know, mud and ice, and I mean, it's just incredible, you know, to consider for a moment what these men went through and what happened in terms of, you know, the fatalities that took place. I was talking with another author about the war right there, particularly in the southern southern arena. And it was, in a sense, almost like another version of Hamburger Hill.
Yeah, you know, when I think about the elements, you know, the winter of 1944 was one of the coldest on record. And I think about these guys who are on the front lines. They're in a foxhole. So you're basically in a hole. You're in a hole in the ground. It's, you know, you've got snow in there. You've got moisture. You've got people trying to find creative ways to use the restroom. You've got to find a way to feed yourself. And it's not like you can walk around to get warm. You have to stand there and just endure. And you're living there. You're sleeping there. And you just, the mental strength, I mean, just that I have so much admiration for what they endured, because
exactly,
you know, if I walk outside without a jacket, I'm unhappy. I can't imagine it being in a foxhole and you know, and then people are shooting at you, you know, and
yeah.
It's just,
oh yeah, by the way, you're dodging bullets and you got incoming. Yes, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So as you say in the book, that now the race is on. After Paris, it is a bloody race to defeat the Third Reich. And what we read also is that, you know, military strategists on both sides basically had the same mission. I mean, and they were equally committed. So this is, I mean, you talk about the ultimate battle here, strength against strength, power against power, right?
Yeah, and remember, too, you know, the Russians wanted to get to Berlin before we did. And so they're supposed to be our ally, and they're doing everything they can to get there ahead of us. And of course, when they get there, they destroy the city. They just they ravage it. You know, they kill the men, they rape the women. It's just, it's brutal. It's just one of those horrible, horrible things.
Yeah.
And again, you know, remember James Gavin, one of my characters here, head of the 82nd Airborne, he was planning a jump onto Berlin. It was going to be the last big combat jump of World War II. They're going to land in Berlin, take the airports, and he was actually going to jump with a full-dress uniform so he could find the German command and accept their full surrender in full uniform.
Mm.
And despite the fact that all the planning took place in a closed room with, you know, with canvas over all the maps when people left the room, the Russians somehow found out all about it, and Stalin knew about it before that jump could take place, and he told his two commanders to get to Berlin first before the Americans pull off that jump.
Mm. Wow. It's really, you know, amazing how things worked out. And as you said, that the ramifications, the remnant of what wasn't handled appropriately in World War II, how that lingers today, right?
Well, you go back to this phenomenon, this thing floating around right now called the Big Lie. The Big Lie was invented by Adolf Hitler early in his time, you know, even before World War II, as a way of, you know, explaining, you know, how we want to get rid of the Jews. And so and his whole thing is, if you tell a big enough lie, and if you tell it often enough, people will start to believe it. Well, you know, that soon became a page out of Stalin's playbook. That soon, now we see Putin used is the same exact thing right now. That big lie concept, and it's all those things that happened then are happening again now. We need to be
exactly
careful, because it's not something that we can take lightly.
Exactly. Well, this is why words matter, why our First Amendment matters. I think the recent move by Elon Musk to take over Twitter to unleash once again our First Amendment right, that has to be non-negotiable, Martin. For again, with the experiences that we've had, and you know, in fact, there was a very, very small and powerful book titled "How Do You Kill 6 Million People?" And to your point, exactly, you just get them to buy into the lie.
That's true. It's true, and you know, I think that's why we remember we fought that war in Europe specifically to protect the Constitution and to protect our First Amendment rights. And you know, God forbid that that kind of mindset takes hold within our society. It's just you know, that anti-Constitution mentality. I just it's kind of chilling as I research these things, to reason these things, to see them happening now, and to know that we think democracy is safe, and it is always going to be here, and it's very fragile. It's incredibly fragile.
Yeah, you've got this democratic republic if you can keep it, right? And as Ronald Reagan said, it's nothing that passes in the bloodstream from one generation to the next. It is something that, you know, liberty comes with a cost, and you have to be, you got to be all in. And that's what we the people signifies, in my humble opinion. Taking Berlin, the bloody race to defeat the Third Reich, Martin Dugard, best-selling author, has been with us. Martin, we got about 50 seconds left. What is the takeaway? What do you want the reader to get from your book?
What I want them to get, well, first of all, I want them to buy my book.
Yes. Well, number one, yes, buy the book. Okay, yes.
Yeah, if you like the killing books, you're going to love this taking book. The takeaway I want people to know is I want people to know this chapter of history. I want people to know these characters. I want people to know what they went through. I want to know how this is foundational to what the world has gone through, the way the world has changed between 1945 and today. Everything that's happening now, like you said, is recreating itself, but everything that has happened in the interim was set up during those days.
Exactly.
Just basically, June 1944 to May 1945, everything that's happened in the world since was, you know, the foundation was right there.
It's our history to be cherished. And Martin Dugard, thank you very much for reminding us. I appreciate it. Take care.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you.
and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In 1926, Congress called for an annual observance of the anniversary, and by 1938, it was an official federal holiday. Today is Veterans Day. As we celebrate all those that have served and are serving in today's armed services, thank you for your service. As America continues to wait and wonder why some states can't get their elections in order, Nevada and Arizona continue to struggle with a process that Florida got done in one day. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News expresses his dissatisfaction on Friday.
Well, it's mystifying. The people of Arizona and Nevada deserve a lot better than the electoral system the politicians in those states have delivered to them. In fact, our nation deserves better when you have the fate of power in Congress hanging in the balance.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, Veterans Day is just coming. I mean, I get it. So much stuff is coming at us all at the same time. You know, Halloween just around the corner. Oh, you got those midterm things to take care of, too, in between. And Veterans Day shortly thereafter. What a special time, you know, for us to remember those that have made this all possible. You know, the veterans of this rich American history. This rich American history, sadly, that a minority of people would want to erase. And thank God for our next guest, Walter Larimore, who writes about his father, an incredible story, I've got to tell you. And I'm excited to bring him on to talk about his new book, At First Light, A True World War II Story of a Hero, His Bravery, and an Amazing Horse, just as a bonus. And Walter is with us right now. Walter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, it's good to be with you. I'm originally from Baton Rouge, so I really enjoyed listening to the Cajun Crusher earlier today.
Yes. Well, good. Yeah, Jeff Carrera is a dear friend, and occasionally, you know, we really enjoy the opportunity to bring our audiences together and simulcast both our shows. And Jeff has a, you know, very patriotic and sound perspective, you know, which is a blessing because our voices, as you know, Walter, particularly in this last decade, have been canceled and squashed to a great degree. And that's why I was just saying about Veterans Day, is that we cannot allow a minority group of people to erase the rich heritage and history of our country. You know, people like your dad and my dad that served in World War II was at the Battle of the Bulge with as a medic, you know, with General Patton. You know, those kind of precious memories and what you write about your dad. And you just say, wow, how many other, you know, countless heroic soldiers' stories are yet to be told. You know, I just can't wait.
Well, you know, there's 2 million men who fought just in Europe, and almost a quarter of them ended up as casualties. They're suffering. their service is not only being forgotten, Bill. You're right. It's being erased. And what I wanted to do in this book was not just lift up the Greatest Generation in general, but in specific, the forgotten Southern Front. Like, your dad is a medic. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that medics and chaplains had the same death rate as frontline officers like my dad. I mean, those guys literally put their lives on the line every single day. In fact, my dad is a frontline officer. He was the youngest frontline officer in World War II. He was the youngest ever graduate of officer candidate school. He was the youngest company commander, fought for over 15 months. But he was so upset that frontline officers like him were paid more than medics like your dad was. And so my dad put together a movement in the 3rd Infantry Division where all of the frontline men gave $10 a month from their salary that was split to the chaplains and to the medics. They were that important. But your dad was in the battle.
I was not aware of that. Yes.
Oh, I mean, it's amazing what they did. But the Southern Front, Bill, is the forgotten front. Like, like when I say D-Day to you, what do you think of? What does everyone think of?
Well, of course, that incredible day on the beaches of Normandy, you know?
Absolutely. But no one knows that the guys on the Southern Front had 5 D-Days, one of which was bigger than Normandy. And your dad fought in the Battle of the Bulge. But no one remembers that the guys on the Southern Front had 2 Battle of the Bulges. Everyone knows about the Hurricane Forest on the Northern Front. They don't know about the 2 forest battles on the Southern Front that were even worse. The Northern Front guys, brave, courageous, 336 days of horrific, horrific fighting against an evil, evil enemy. But the guys on the Southern Front, Bill, 913 days. So those guys have been forgotten, and this book is an attempt to just remind us of their service, their suffering, their successes, and in particular, one battle, the battle for the Bridge of Maison Rouge. Bill, if we'd have lost that, we may well have lost the entire war, but most Americans have never heard about it. And I'm with you. I think it's time to look back on our history with great thanksgiving, not only to great Americans, but to a great God. Who empowered and led them.
Well, Walter, how did you get the story? Because the thing that's been really difficult, and even for me, my dad has since passed. My dad did not speak of his experience in World War II. He did talk a little bit to my second oldest brother. 3 of his sons, I was the 3rd, went to Vietnam. We're Vietnam veterans. I did not go in country. My 2 other brothers did. The 2nd one, more particularly, because he was in the Army and was a field radio operator, so you can only imagine what he had to deal with. And so he, because of his direct combat experience there in the Army, he had an opportunity to talk one-on-one with my dad and get into, you know, some of the details. But even then, it was cursory. It wasn't really, you know, deep down, because I can only imagine. I mean, I have to sit there and think, okay, here he is, a medic. How many eyes of young soldiers did he close when they die? How many of these young soldiers who died, and my dad, you know, that was the last space they saw on Earth. And what that must have done for him, because I can tell you, my father was a very humble man, and I used to tell people, in fact, I even shared this, in his funeral, and I said, you know, my dad, I always had this sense when I looked in my dad's face, it was like I was seeing the face of God, because he just had a spirit of love and humility about him. But, there's just, you know, regrettably, I being very transparent with you, regrettably, I have this aching of, you know, lost information, stories that I wish that he would have told me, that he could have felt comfortable enough. But, you know, this is something that I've spoken with other, you know, children of World War II vets that said, wow, you know, getting information, details of what their father experienced in World War II was like pulling teeth plus.
Yeah, that's a very, very common experience, Bill. But my sense from talking to men with whom Dad fought and to, with their children, interviewed hundreds of people, spent time in archives in 8 different states in the U.S., and then that's not including Italy and France and Great Britain. But I came with the sense that what they saw, what they experienced, the evil that threatened them on a daily basis was so horrific that they ended up, you know, they sort of went over there fighting for liberty and freedom and, you know, to be John Wayne, if you would. But very quickly, especially on the front line, they saw the horror. My dad, the first night he was leading a ammunition and pioneer platoon on Anzio out in no man's land, one of his men made a mistake with one of the mines and blew his face off. And the next day, Dad saw a man, one of his men, cut in half by an 88-millimeter anti-aircraft gun that was being shot horizontal. And the third day he was there, there was the old fake flag trick that one of his men didn't know about, but two German men on the front line raised their hands, waving white flags, yelling, "Comrade, comrade," as they were indicating they wanted to surrender. And one of Dad's men stood up to bring him across the line. Dad screamed, "Dung!" And then the sniper shot him through the head. It was just a fake surrender, and the two Germans died. Those guys saw horror after horror after horror. And when they came home, your dad and my dad would never, ever want to be called heroes. They say heroes are buried there in Europe. But they came back, and they came back as men whose lives were changed, who every breath was important to them. Freedom was important to them. Loyalty to their family and to their job. Most of the men my dad fought with were married to one woman for life. They were loyal to their children that they raised, and they had one job for life. They loved their country, and sadly, many today don't.
Yeah. And this is what we need to reclaim here, Walter, is that spirit. That spirit that really is, it is a bit generational. It has been stifled a bit, but we need to have our eyes reopen and reclaim that spirit once again and really celebrate and maybe make this the best Veterans Day ever in the history of America. Walter Larimore is with us. We're talking about his new book, and we'll have more after this. Stay with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try.
Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, and we're talking with Walter Larimore. His new book is titled At First Light, A True World War II Story of a Hero's Bravery and Amazing Horrors. The thing is that, God, we're so blessed as Americans, and we're especially blessed for, I think the estimation is now well over a million veterans, a million patriots who paid the ultimate price on our behalf to enjoy the freedom that we enjoy, the freedom that, some may argue that we're not treating as respectfully and honorably as we should these days. I think you could argue that quite clearly. But we need to hear these stories to be reminded of really how exceptional this country is and why men like Walter's dad, like my dad, others' dad, your dad, that they would run to the front lines. And they did so not to be heroes. And as Walter points out, yes, we hear about some of these, places of D-Day, but there were other places in Europe and in Japan that are unheard of and, we don't hear a whole lot of. They're not as celebrated. But that didn't mean that there weren't heroes. There weren't, people that made a difference that, if you really draw back, just like he was talking about, if you really draw back, there were certain areas that were outside of Normandy there in Europe that had those areas fallen, well, then Normandy would have been inconsequential. It wouldn't have happened. I mean, this is just one incredible mosaic and puzzle piece of, you could say, Walter, we could say human carnage in a lot of ways. I mean, what was sacrificed for the sake of freedom, right? But if you miss that one little bit of the puzzle piece, the story is not complete. And this is why it's so important for you to tell your dad's story. A true story of your dad, Lieutenant Philip Larimore, whose astonishing experience in Southern Europe during World War II, which in many cases you pointed out, were unheralded. But it's not even that your dad would care so much that it was unheralded, but that we should care because it's part of our legacy, and this is what makes Veterans Day so important.
You're absolutely right. And the book's not just about war. I mean, there's war, but there's the romances that those men went through. Mm-hmm. The Dear John letters that some of them got. The amazing nurses that sacrificed and cared for them, and the medics on the battlefield. And then a month before the end of the war, Dad lost his leg, saving a part of his company that had been surrounded. And then as an amputee, to come back to a country that didn't consider amputees fully human. In fact, the Army had a policy bill that said if you were an officer and you lost an arm or a leg, you were no longer qualified to serve. You were no longer officer and gentleman material. And wow. Women loved the men who came back with all the medals, but not if they were missing a limb. And it really, really shook him. It shook him to his core to have given so much and come back to that rejection, if you would. And in one of his letters, he writes about a chaplain who had ministered to him. He was back at Fort Myers in Washington rehabilitating. But he met with the chaplain, and this is what Dad wrote. Bill, you're going to love this. He told him about how he was feeling, and the chaplain said this. He said, "Son, your wound will either make you a bitter person or a better person. It will either harden your heart or it will soften it. You'll either be a person changed for the worse or one who chooses to make the world better. In my opinion," the chaplain writes, "the worst disability in life isn't being disabled. It's being disabled with a bad attitude. Son, the Germans smashed your leg. Don't let them shatter your heart, your talents, your gifts, your will, or your faith in God, or his plan for you and his plan for our country. The choice is up to you." And that day, that little sermon changed Dad's lives. And, you know, most of the men, your dad was the medic, most of the men that were on the front line, they were, if they went over there as men who didn't have faith, they gained faith. Baptisms occurred before every single battle. Chaplain visits went up as young men were beginning to think about eternity. And those men who came back, those men that survived, were changed deeply, not only in their heart, not only in their souls, but in their eternity.
Exactly. And you know, if I could be so bold as to add just one, you know, sub-note to that letter, that the impact that it would have on your father's legacy and anybody so affected in whatever war, you know, that they've been involved in, is that, yes, the dominoes of life begin to fall. And are they going to fall favorably in a way that adds to your own life, your own legacy, that impacts your children? Or are you going to be so embittered? And the fact of the matter is that this story is a real life story. And there's some people, even though, you know, your dad came back injured as an amputee, but there were other officers and there were other soldiers that came back that just could not overcome, you know, the grief and the bitterness, right?
No question. I've become convinced that a man or woman cannot be sent overseas, cannot be in battle, and not have post-traumatic stress from that. But I asked Dad, what happened, Bill, and he didn't, like your dad, he didn't talk about the war until his 45th wedding anniversary. And that year, 1994, I was asked to preach a sermon at my church. July 4th was that Sunday. And the pastor asked, he said, "Well, would you preach a sermon on why freedom isn't free?" And I said, "Well, I've never done that, but I'd be delighted to do that." A month before that was my parents' 45th anniversary. And so my three brothers and I were sitting around talking to Dad, and I said, "Dad, I've got this sermon. Would you tell me a little bit about your war stories?" And, Bill, it was just the right moment. He was getting older. He was nostalgic. He had his boys with him. And he began to pour out these unbelievable stories, story after story after story. And then the dam broke. He started going to reunions. He started speaking to school groups. He was a scoutmaster, so he started telling these stories to other scoutmasters and to his scouts. And I'll tell you the truth, my brothers and I didn't even believe some of them. But when he passed, very peacefully and very content and happy, when he passed, we found a footlocker with 415 of his letters. We found three history books that recounted some of these amazing stories, not just war stories, but the horse stories, and being on a special mission to save the Lipizzans, which were going to be killed and eaten by the Russians. Hitler had sequestered them in a farm in Czechoslovakia. And story after story after story. But, Bill, another message beside Veterans Day for your listeners is this. If my dad had not left those 436 letters, I wouldn't have this book. And how many of us, we write our kids, we write our parents, we write our friends, we send them texts, we send them emails, and those are going to be gone. But how many of us need to go back just to once in a while writing a letter, writing a note, handwriting it, those can stick around and be part of our legacy.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, your father had quite a story. You know, like every young man, he was a character, huh? I mean, he didn't always play the straight and narrow. I mean, he had fun. He enjoyed his life.
Yeah, the book, you know, you and I are men of faith. This book is a secular book. Mm-hmm. It has some salty language, but there's a deep undercurrent of faith in God, and that the God who helped us found this country, and I believe that God is helping us preserve this country. And I'm with you. Looking Amen. Back on that history, looking back on that great generation, can give us a foundation, a motivation, this Veterans Day, next Memorial Day, to begin to think, what do we do to preserve our legacy, to preserve our freedom, and to preserve our
exactly.
liberty? And I hope this book will be a great blessing to many people to allow us to look back so we know what to look forward to.
Well, for your father, Lieutenant Larimore, he fights 413 days straight, ladies and gentlemen. He was wounded 7 times, was awarded 7 Purple Hearts, 3 of which he turned down because he didn't feel the wounds were significant enough. Never talked about those medals, never talked about those battles. And as Walt says, you know, thank God, you know, for these letters that he was able to find to help, you know, pull the story together and to bless us, you know, this, you know, and this, there's just something special that your father's story with this special day of memorial coming up, Walt, that is just, I think, significant. It's not by accident that this time, this Veterans Day, we get to hear at first light your book and your father's story.
You know, Bill, if I could just take 20, 30 seconds to share my dad's.
We've got a minute and a half, so you can have it all. Go ahead.
His prayer on the battlefield, his prayer his whole life, as a motivation for me is this. I love, I memorize this. It says, no shell or bomb can on me burst, except my God permits it first. Then let my heart be kept in peace. His watchful care will never cease. No bomb above nor mine below need cause my heart one pang of woe. The Lord of hosts encircles me. He is the Lord of earth and sea. And in these uncertain, turbulent times, each of us can have that anchor, can have that hope that no matter what happens, if we love God and we're called according to his purpose, he will work all things for good. God bless the men and women of our heritage, and you're in my dad's, Bill.
Amen. Amen. Walt Larimore is an internationally recognized family physician and award-winning medical journalist, best-selling author of over 40 books and over 1,100 articles in professional and lay magazines and journals. Walt, you are such a blessing. Your father, a blessing. Your family. Thank you so much for this book and the story that we will link on our website as well. Book available at all the usual places, or you can hit the link at BillMartinezLive.com. Walt Larimore, thank you for being with us. Take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people.